AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Planters call me the ganja farmer.
Throwing it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Big development on social media, by the way. If you aren't following PMS Dead and Alive, shame
on you. PMS Dead and Alive.
At PMS Dead and Alive, they do a bang up job.
I used to have to like tweet out the pictures of the old dead and alive guy.
Now they do it all.
At PMS Dead and Alive does it for us, and we don't pay them a dime.
Because of PMS Dead and Alive, listener-supported account, did you know VP Records liked your Alive Guy of the Day yesterday?
Your
Alive Guy of the Day yesterday. It just happened.
We've had
VP Records like that tweet.
We've been, I think, John 9 was into our love.
We had Cree Summer, like a PMS.
Cree Summer showed us some love.
But yeah, your
VP Records.
VP Records.
Does VP Records follow us? I need VP Records to follow me. And then if I can get VP Records in Jamaica, Queens. See, I follow them. Damn you, VP Records. The pioneering force in reggae music.
You start with a like.
Home to global superstars like Sean Paul, Egyptian, Elephant Man, Barris Hammond, Tanya Stevens, and more!
You start with a like.
It's run by Chinese people, Chinese Jamaicans.
Is that right?
That is right.
You got a double follow on them, too. Followed by Petros Papadakis and Petros and Money Show.
Damn it! No love.
Hey, a like's not bad.
No, we're on
start
the right.
Start with a like.
You know
on
what,
right
Matt?
Track.
That brings us directly.
To?
Since you brought up the Caribbean yesterday and today. And poor Nicki Minaj is being derided in her big colo.
I believe she's earned it.
Well, if you're going to sit in judgment.
Yes, I am.
Just like the Trinidadian guy.
Exactly.
It's time for the word of the day.
That's a story for another day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Some say it's irresponsible if you have 118 million Twitter followers to talk about your cousin's friends whose balls swelled up. And he became sterile because of the vaccination and then have no follow-up. Is that responsible if you're Nicki Minaj? Maybe not. But she took a chance.
There's no maybe.
A chance
it's
on love.
Not, oh, God. That's a story for another day.
Here is, who's this? The Trinidadian Tucker Carlson getting after
Nicki Minaj
in Trinidad for her... her stance.
Idiocy.
Story, this one dropped yesterday morning. And as the story dropped, it was excitement. Now, Nicki Minaj, no stranger to controversy. I mean, she was here for Carnival in 2020, and that was a bacchanal with she, well, her husband, now husband, in Iowa. She would have made some outlandish statements over the years, but this one takes the cake. This is almost like what you would hear by a parlor, where somebody will tell you, well, your cousin... friend, neighbor,
something you'd hear in a parlor.
XYZ. I mean, come on, Nicki, you have 180 million followers.
I believe we call that
people listen to you, people follow your particular lead. You going on the social media space and talking about your cousin friend, take the vaccine and get impotent. And all of a sudden, you know, marriage call off.
I thought she said
and
he was
some kind of. Bacchanal story.
Impotent,
I mean, it's irresponsible on all,
same thing.
All fronts. One,
just wanted to work in this.
Responsible based on the misinformation that is going out there regarding this vaccine. You know, there was no verification of the story. And furthermore, even on a personal note, even if this is the case, to expose your cousin friend's flat tire in the public domain like that.
That's why.
Every man have a flat tire, okay. What? He will work on that, you know, there's herbs and punch and certain things the man can eat and bring back our vibes.
Bring back
your
vibes.
But don't come now and talk that kind of talk. The thing gets so hot. Jake Tapper on CNN yesterday at 4 o'clock. Talk about this with Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci is, of course, the U.S.
CNN leading
specialists with this whole COVID-19 pushback and the fight against the COVID-19.
Blood
and Dr.
Dial.
Fauci had to almost, you know, like the man was blindsided. He had to answer. And he said he didn't hold nothing personal against Nikki. I mean, I do think we should per se, but Nikki, better than that.
Now, here's the I honestly
expected better.
This is the most important part. Is the very end.
Yes.
I can't help you with the rest of that. I am vaccinated. But I don't know about this cousin with his sterile balls.
And besides, obviously, that outlandish statement, and she always talks about Trinidad, and she's from Trinidad, she's yet to collaborate with somebody from here. But that's a talk for another program on another day.
All right. I did take the liberty.
It's the best.
She has yet to collaborate with a person from here.
It's all and about yet, irresponsible
but that's
social
a talk
media.
For another program on another day.
2.5 minutes.
Well, come
and then the
on,
final
Mac.
5 seconds. And by the way,
look, it's important in Trinidad.
She's yet to collaborate with somebody from here.
If she's going to sit there and say, I know something that happened in Trinidad, and this guy's balls deflated.
He got the flat tire.
If she's going to say that, then hey, maybe Trinidad would accept it a little bit better
if
you pulled the Trinidadian artist and made a song. So
She's yet to collaborate with somebody from here.
So I took the liberty of looking up at least two Trinidadian artists that we here at PMS are familiar with. And number one is Marlon Asher.
And?
Just played a show in San Diego, so he's totally got a visa. And this is his song. It was quoted at the top of the hour. Ganja Farmer.
So you're saying Nikki ought to collaborate with him so they don't have to have
that conversation
on another program for another day.
I just think, you know, suggestions for Nikki.
I'll throw that out there, Nikki.
Some are ganja planters. Call me the ganja farmer.
Okay.
Deep in the earth, that's where I put my ganja. Right, turn it up a little, Ronnie.
Yes, I'm a ganja planter. Call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth, to me put me ganja. Babylon come. Big stinking helicopter flow through the air.
She's upset that the helicopter is coming and they're going to burn his ganja farm down.
That's why he's put it deep in the earth.
Well, it's deep in the earth so it can come up. But once it comes up, Babylon sees it and lights it up on fire. Now, you can play that one. I mean, yeah, anyway, that's a...
Jace, maybe just get a permit, you know? Get around that.
And then there's another guy that we know about from Trinidad named Bungie Garland. Mm. Here's Bungie.
Viking. take a chip now.
I think he's in Canada now.
Shake it, the former.
Oh, he's got a long. And a bacchanal is a crazed party with drunken reverie, ecstatic sexual experimentation. It's a carnival party.
Yeah.
And wild music. In a nutshell, it is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And this is kind of the Trinidadian. Well, this is a Trinidadian soca style. Hey, look, I didn't pick this song.
Yeah, you did.
I picked the artist.
You did pick this song.
I picked the artist. I'd have to go a little deeper into his library to find something that would be acceptable to your very gentle countenance.
Not a fan.
Yes, I know.
That's a story for another program on another day.
Which one, Bungie? He's not my favorite either. I just don't like Matt's self-righteous attitude toward Trinidadian dance.
All I said is this sucks.
Good Lord, everybody let me see you clap those hands.
Let me see you clap those hands.
Obviously, you've never been to a bacchanal, Matt. And you know, you never had sex so hard that your whole puzzle flies off. But that's how it goes in Trinidad.
Flat tire, man. Just gotta get some punch and herbs.
And herbs. It's time for the word of the day.
Impotent.
Number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
I find two artists for you.
We got signed. We got songs. Songs. Jeez, what am I saying? We have sound. Distracted by Greg Papa on the TV.
Oh my God, he looks like the devil.
Right?
Holy crap, that's what he looks like?
And I got distracted.
I did a game with that guy. He looks different.
Yeah. Look at that hair.
It looks like Don Knotts now.
Caught me by surprise. You look at the screen and you're like, I know that dude.
Why are we watching Kron? What's going on?
Because we're watching the Padres beating the Giants right now.
What if Greg Papa saw you, Petros? Be like, good God, what happened to you, Petros?
I look great.
Yeah.
I feel great.
F that guy.
Number of the day is one at a time. One at a time.
What if Papa saw you? F you, Gates.
He still sticks up for his guy. We started it here, and now everyone's getting on board. You're so ahead of the curve so often.
Are you talking about
like Ganja Pharma?
Are you talking about yourself with the
no.
playoff thing?
Yes. Talking about us as a whole, as a team.
But it was you.
Well, but as a team, we push it forward.
I mean, I've been spending all day. I'm going to try to find a song you like by Bungie Garland. It's going to take me 2 hours.
It's going to take you the rest of your life.
Clap your hands, 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 hands.
We were ahead of the curve on robot umps by a year, maybe two.
That's right.
You've been ahead of the Clay Helton curve. Well, since Clay Helton's name showed up.
Since he showed up here when I was like, they hired a Helton? Who? Lane Kiffin hired a Helton?
And now, Major League Baseball, as we come to the end of the season, we are but 2 weeks away from its conclusion. Yesterday, when he came on, David Vasse admitted, finally coming around to your way of thinking over there. This is asinine. What's going to happen in the playoffs?
That the Dodgers are going to end up, well, with
the Dodgers and Giants are going to end up playing each other in the first round, and that's just stupid.
They're only going to be a half game back here.
If it holds. Bottom of the seventh, Padres 4-1.
Somebody just hit a dong.
But beyond the wild card game, these two teams are going to face off in the first round in a five-game series.
You want a reseeding, Matt.
Reseed it. We had the dog on. And when the dog came on, we brought it up to him. We're like, hey, look, you're like, you got high heat on Major League Baseball Network. You got your show that is baseball-centric.
You presented your case, Matt, like Atticus Finch.
And was he supportive? Take a listen.
I think a lot of people think there should be a little bit more on winning a division. And obviously, since the Dodgers didn't win a division, is it fair that they get home field against Milwaukee when Milwaukee did win their division? That is a little bit more debatable. But and if you're going to do the first thing, maybe you got to do the second thing too.
Right.
But the first thing that could definitely change is that the best record in the National League should play the team with the worst record, not the automatic wild card winner, because that does not protect the team like the Giants or Tampa if the Yankees and Dodgers have the best record. So, generally speaking, I'm on your side with that.
Good point on your part.
So you guys are on top of it.
Validating for you.
Awesome insight.
What a moment.
So that was half of it. It was about a three-minute answer, like all of Dog's answers were with us. He wasn't quite supportive. He wasn't quite against
the
idea.
He gave you the sports talk radio guest answer.
He did 3 hours of Mad Dog Unleashed yesterday with his number one talking point being, this is a travesty. This cannot happen. What has Major League Baseball done?
He's an East Coast guy. This is the New York, Boston Rays thing every year.
Every year.
For the last 15 years. But it's the Dodgers situation that's making everybody want to
Take a listen to the Dogs program from yesterday. This was the opening segment of Mad Dog Unleashed, setting the tone for the day. The baseball show of record.
Something has to be done with the postseason regime, with the postseason formula and how they calculate it, because the Dodgers are going to, let's assume the Giants win the division. So that means the Dodgers are going to, you know, roughly win about 105, 106 games. And they are, for all that, over 6 months, what they're going to get out of it is one home game in the shadows at Dodger Stadium, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, on the night of October 6th. Now, that's what the Dodgers are going to get out of it. And let's say that game is the Cardinals, and right now it would be. St. Louis throws Wainwright. He's had a great year. He's 16-7.
Wainwright?
He's been around a long time. He's won championships. He's got a lot of moxie despite his age. Let's say Wainwright in the shadows, because it would be a game full of shadows at 5 o'clock local.
How about that?
Let's say Wainwright makes the start in that game, and then Arenado Machado goes up there in the second inning and hits a three-run homer, and then all of a sudden, a team that won essentially 21 or 22 less games than the Dodgers did
32
is
less
essentially
games.
8 to 10 outs away from knocking them out of the postseason, and baseball can't have that. Baseball cannot go out there
have
and
Arenado
play 6 months
home
of competition and have a team win 104-105 games and then have their season ruined by a one-game situation.
And then Arenado's going to come up, and then Yadier Molina's going to hold somebody down.
You see what happens? The voice of baseball in sports talk radio comes on with us, and to some degree hems and haws and plays both sides.
And you changed his mind.
A week later.
You changed his mind.
A week later, listen to where he is.
You're a real front runner, Matt.
Head of the curve, Petros and Money
they
Show.
They are keep their fingers crossed that the Dodgers beat the Cardinals or the Reds or whoever they play, Phillies. Mets? They're going to keep their fingers crossed that they win that game because baseball wants the Giants and Dodgers in the postseason in the worst way. That series would have a lot of juice. Rivalry, California,
Rivalry.
The two best teams. People would get into that. Even the average sports fan would kid it. Even Pat McAfee would open up his eyes to that series.
I don't know why Pat's going to open his
McAfee.
Eyes.
It's an attack, a little McAfee attack. On the F you, buddy.
Even that idiot, Pat McAfee, would be in the Giants Dodgers.
That idiot.
Who would be in it if Pat McAfee would be in it at? That series is going to be so good, even Pat McAfee would be into it. The dog, now on board with the Petros and Money Show.
I got an idea.
What do we got?
Whoever wins the All-Star game.
Okay.
You give them home field advantage.
For what?
The World Series.
Come on.
Yep.
You think that's a good idea? I mean, it's bold.
Tell me it's not. Prove it to me.
I bet if you like had a catchy slogan like, this time it counts.
That'll do it.
You would have players care about the All-Star game again.
And then Arenado's going to come up when the sun finally down. And
you got the shadows out there? Let's say it's a 5 o'clock start and Wainwright's going to get it.
Finally, Arenado gets up there. You can't have that.
He's a championship pitcher. He's won World Series before.
Moxie?
Arenado's going to come up and it's going to be different.
And let's just say it's about top of the second and Arenado hits a three-run home run. And now you're what? 16, 18 outs away.
Damn Giants.
Daniel Hudson.
Still time.
John Miller's swinging his pootsa all around up there now.
Oh, that what's his name?
Dave Fleming.
Fleshy Fleming.
But what about Miller and his...
What was the crap he said? I saw that making the rounds on Twitter.
Said he was going to fight...
The sticky stuff.
No, he said he was going to fight... remember the guy, Latos No Latos? He tried to fight Latos.
Oh, yeah. He did try to fight
Latos. I'll fight you right now, Latos.
That'd be a bad thing for you, Fleming.
He's pretty fleshy.
He took a shot at the Dodgers sticky stuff. Oh, this is going to affect the Dodgers terribly.
Yeah, well, you know what? If my whole body was cartilage, I'd worry about that. But John Miller's a parrot head, you know.
Parrot head?
Dead head.
Nice play, Machado!
Is he wearing pit vipers? Things are sweet.
Ronnie...
This is the song of the day.
You just came up with the whole scenario.
Dragging the Line is our song of the day. From singer, song, writer, and musician Tommy James, post Shondells from the year 1971. A crunchy groove for a Thursday Flex Alert on the Petros and Money Show. Dragging the line of great sports talk for 3 hours of groovy stimuli before sliding into the NFL Thursday night foosball game that you can hear right here on this very frequency featuring the New York Giants and the Washington football team from our nation's capital. And we'll make sure to get you to that fancy foosball coverage coming up at 5 o'clock.
Shadows. Arenado comes in. It's a three-run homer. Now all of a
Wayne
sudden.
Wainwright's had a great year.
So you win 32 more games than the Cardinals, and you got what? One home game.
Well, yeah, I mean.
October 6th, 5 p.m., play it in a shadow. That's what you get out of it? That makes sense to you?
You even turned Vasse. Three Things Thursday is coming up next.
Much harder to turn him than the dog.
Petros and Money Show on AM 570 LA Sports. Bruce Feldman about the USC job. Still to come in our 4 o'clock hour.
They're tweeting, they're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at AM570LASports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now.
everybody. What's popping? It is a crunchy grooving Thursday. Damn it!
No, that's good.
My bad.
4-2.
Yeah, Hosmer. Slappy.
First and third, one out. 4-2.
AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. We're scoreboard watching live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
Might be behind a half game when they start their series against the Reds tomorrow.
Big flex tomorrow. We'll start at 1. Dodgers on deck. Thursday night football tonight. New York, Washington, like Ronnie just said. But now it's time for Three Things Thursday.
Roll it. 1, 1, 2, 3.
This is Three Things Thursday on PMS.
First thing is two things, but it's only one thing of three things.
Three.
Two stories today in the local rags, and I find my stories in the local rags by visiting theredzone.org, an NFL story aggregator.
Oh, cool.
And those two stories filed under the headline Rams. And they were the only two stories. As the Rams are taking on the Colts this week. Wildly disappointing Colts squad. Humiliated by the Seahawks. Russell Wilson carved them to shreds. I'm sure Softy told you today all about it. Or maybe he didn't.
No. He's really upset about Washington football.
Yeah, I can understand.
But Russell Wilson played quite well. I was aware of that.
Here are the two stories. As the first of our three things in Three Things Thursday that showed up in our local newspapers. Daily News first. Again, Rams, 1-0 in the best division in football, the NFC West. Game against the Colts in Indianapolis. And the headline reads, Rams, Matthew Stafford isn't struck out by expectations. Again.
I get it.
Rams Matthew Stafford isn't struck out by expectations. And here is the first paragraph of that column in the Daily News. The night after Matthew Stafford made his sensational debut with the Rams on Sunday, he went to the ballpark to watch boyhood friend Clayton Kershaw make his return from an elbow injury in the heat of a Dodgers pennant. That was the Daily News. And much like Ants versus A Bug's Life, the LA Times was not to be outdone.
What did they do?
Gary Klein.
Oh, ladies say he's fine.
From the LA Times.
I'm glad you asked that, Gary.
Headline. As with Clayton Kershaw, Rams Matthew Stafford believes he can pitch in more.
Wow! You know, I sometimes disparage the local media, and I am out of line. That is great work.
The opening paragraph.
Oh, give it to me.
From Gary Klein's.
Oh, come on.
LA Times.
Me. Good writer now. Pasadena area. Let's hear it.
Rams story highlighted in theredzone.org.
We're going to learn a lesson here.
Early this week, Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford headed to Dodger Stadium to watch former high school teammate Clayton Kershaw pitch for the Dodgers. Quote, "It was cool to go see Clayton do his thing," Stafford said Wednesday as the Rams began preparing for Sunday's game at the Indianapolis Colts.
How was the Dodger game? It was cool. Let me write that down so I can put it in my...
Can I quote you on that? Yeah, let me fix it up for you. You ready? Yes, I'm ready. It was cool to go see Clayton do his thing.
Did we have to lead with this?
Yeah.
Did we have to?
Had to.
I mean, Rams. Not you. I'm talking about the Times and the Daily News. I know why you're leading with it.
Because I'm a bad person.
Are those pits? I know why you're leading with it, Matt.
The Rams in most power rankings, including the one on the NFL Network that is broadcast every Tuesday.
Oh, that's a great show with the Zeuser.
With the old Zeuser.
I don't know. The other guy sucks.
Top three team. On most power rankings, the Rams are a top five team.
Top three.
And instead.
Super Bowl team.
Of talking about Matthew Stafford, NFC Player of the Week.
Aaron Donald, the new coordinator on defense, replacing Brandon Staley.
Stafford and Clayton are cool. And Stafford supported him at the Dodgers game. on Monday.
Don't strike out.
Thanks. Thanks for the story.
Home run combination.
Matthew Stafford thinks he can pitch in more.
Do better.
Rams Matthew Stafford isn't struck out by expectation.
And all you a-holes that texted me all weekend, did you know? Yeah.
You love getting those. Second thing, the Tim Cates' Raiders. Cates, you in there? Every time we do a Raiders story, you leave. And this is what I want him for.
Not mine.
Here he comes. There he is.
KT.
Oh, he ran in there like James Jett. Just don't throw the ball to him. Clang.
Hey, nice reference from 30 years ago.
Wow.
Ran in there like Darius Hayward Bay. Just don't throw the ball to him.
Hey, nice reference from 15 years ago.
The Raiders are getting litigious.
No, really?
Al Davis? New linebacker?
Al Davis?
They have filed a complaint with the league.
Is he a new linebacker? Litigious Jones. He's a Sam and a Mike. He can play he's pretty heavy. He's not a Will, but he can play those two.
The Raiders have filed a complaint with the league following their Monday Night Football game with the Ravens.
Dirty Ravens.
The Dirty Ravens. Dirty, filthy birds.
Dirty, dirty bird.
They come from a dirty city like Baltimore.
Oh, Cates.
Well, you watch The Wire.
Oh, Baltimore.
They allege.
Ain't it hard just to live?
And they allege with video evidence to support their cause that the Ravens are so dirty that they took it out on spindly white guy receiver Hunter Renfrow.
Poor Hunter.
Cheap shots all over the field when he was away from the ball and plays were over. Renfrow.
They jumped him and kicked his nuts.
Jumped and his nuts kicked and his chest stomped.
That's awesome.
And his knee twisted.
I shouldn't laugh, but I'm sorry. I grew up in a time where that would happen in football.
Oh, yeah. They have filed it.
We didn't get that on tape? No, but they beat us.
An official complaint with the NFL. Here, I'll pull it up for you. So you
got an
all
22 now. You can't, you know.
Here, watch. He's going to be here at the. He'll be at the bottom of the screen.
Where do you see Hunter?
So Hunter's going to be right at the bottom of the screen here, like down here. He is away from the ball when the play's over, right there.
Pick on the short white guy.
Oh! Wow!
Just one example of many of Renfrow.
Jeez.
Getting clowned.
Hey, Darren Waller's like, hey, I'm effing right here. Come do that to me.
He's got to protect his neck, though.
Yeah.
Right there. It's like, come on.
And after
put your
he
head
got
on
up,
a swivel there, Hunter.
It's like he went up to the guy and was like, hey, what's your problem, man?
What are you doing?
What are you doing out there? You can't be doing that.
Hunter Renfrow, like, getting beat up on is like the equivalent of the Life Aquatic, the Bond Company stooge. You know, the Bud Port character. You know, the goofy accountant on the boat.
Oh, yeah,
is like,
yeah,
the guy they take him hostage.
Again, another good reference.
The Pirates take him hostage.
Oh, yeah, Padres. Clear them bases. Clear them.
One run is in.
Yeah,
two
dads.
7-2 Padres, top of eight.
See, I knew tweeting out a picture of a priest
it was gonna
with
help.
A flex alert.
Well, they realized, you know, we have responsibilities to a higher power.
Right, and San Francisco is a city of heathens, godless heathens.
Is it?
Yeah. And right now, the Friars are taking it to a justice and judgment coming your way. Lake of fire.
Hey, you dirty, dirty Ravens. You quit picking on Hunter Renfrow out there. That's not cool.
They're going to pay
not
a fine.
Okay.
They're going to pay a fine for
oh,
that.
They're going to lose draft pick. They're going to lose all their draft picks.
They're going to slap John Harbaugh on his taint.
And finally...
Hey, come on.
Are.
John, put your legs up and hold you.
Because it's old news. And it's a snooze of news.
News magoos, y'all. I've been getting blues magoos tape since Tuesday.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's like, leave me alone.
Because it was such a snoozer of newser with Urban Meyer saying he's not going to SC.
Dude, we're still, our guy is still leading with that this. It's stupid.
I'm advancing it.
Oh, do it, man.
I'm advancing it.
Well, we're going to ask Bruce Feldman about it in our final hour.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe I'll just get this out of the way and we won't ask him about Eric Bieniemy. But just like Urban Meyer was asked by that Southern gentleman, Urban, would you like to have an opportunity to refute the report that you are interested in the USC head football coaching job?
I'm here trying to build something, Cletus.
You're welcome, Urban. Glad we can get that out on the way.
Good night. Good plan, buddy. Good plan, Cletus. I wanted to act all mad to you.
Bieniemy asked, Names popping up a little bit there. Old Adam Schefter reported that you would be a leading candidate. EB.
From Bishop Amott.
What can you say to that? Quote, well, you know me. You guys know me. I am where my feet are.
I am where my feet are.
So when it's all said and done with, I am focused at the task at hand. My job right now is to make sure we're prepping for this weekend's opponent. If USC reached out to me right now, my answer would be, I'm prepping for this team to play against the Ravens. And that's how I roll.
No, no, it wouldn't.
You guys know it.
No, no, we don't.
And then he reiterated, if you didn't get it the first time through, I am where my feet are.
I just want
to say,
when it comes to I am where my feet are, that could, unless you have lost your feet.
Oh, am I not my
in a horrible accident, it's most likely that you we're all where our feet are.
You would hope.
Some might say that I left a big part of my right foot, or at least the functional part of it, on the practice field at UC Irvine. Let's go Eaters.
Now, there are some. We have a listener that would always come see us at the slide bar that would hand us his prosthetic leg.
Yeah.
He is where his foot is at times.
I don't know where they put Nick Ekpatani's foot right when they cut it off.
Hey, exactly. I saw Nick last week at the UCLA game.
Oh, nice.
But most everybody else, in fact, I think every coach in the NFL, even quality control, has two legs. If there's a one-legged guy and I don't know about it, I apologize. But I think every single coach is where
got a wooden leg.
They are where their feet are.
Yes. Okay. Said it twice with an okay.
Okay, Eric, I guess
okay.
We won't go after you.
Okay.
Does that mean we don't have to call you?
Okay.
Okay.
Because we're
okay.
Looking to get Chris Peterson or Matt Campbell or
okay.
Luke Fickell or James Franklin.
Oh, you got caught in a pickle. You idiot.
It's all right. They're down five.
You idiot. You got caught in a pickle. You idiot.
The Lake of Fire, Matt. It's coming for those heathens in San Francisco.
Okay.
Oh, everybody in the loins going down.
7-2 pods, middle of the eighth.
The priests are bringing the, no, the
gotta
judgment
start counter
of God.
Programming. We got to start counter-programming.
The judgment of the revelation.
We're not your score update show of record.
But we are your end of the world show of record.
Exactly right. Rapture. That's what we're all about.
I went to the rock, and the rock was melting.
Good luck with your litigiousness, Raiders. Tired of seeing Hunter Renfrow being picked on like that by them 30-30 Ravens.
They were all over there picking on him with their beaks.
Be better, local scribes. Be better when it comes to covering Stafford and the Rams, huh? Come on.
I mean, they do say the LA Times is written at an eighth grade level.
Is that a compliment?
Well, I think that's
the approach.
The level of the readership.
I just like thumbing through the funnies and the ads.
And then if there's something about Kershaw being friends with Stafford, tractor beam. I got to read it.
Oh, clicks were unbelievable.
Especially if there's like a cool, cheesy baseball reference in there.
Ready to pitch in. Ain't nowhere to run to. What do we have next? There
ain't nothing here for free. I'm going to hit the mic with my boots on.
I have a feeling it's going to be a snurdly break.
It's going to sound like this. Waiting for a train.
Drunk, lying on the sidewalk. Sleeping in the rain. Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports Live, everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Corrections and retractions, media. Matt, but
what
you know, it's not, no, it's not you. It's
about, corrections and
about
retractions.
About Eric Bieniemy and his feet and where they are. My father has texted in, and he wrote,
for shame!
His friend Tony Molino texted him and wrote, tell Petros, my high school varsity coach at Losinger, which is in Lawndale area, had a wooden leg. Art Linden lost his leg when a student shot him in the leg with a shotgun.
Oh, wow. Horrible.
So I don't know where that foot would be. Probably somewhere, you know, off of Prairie.
Well, as we said, you would have to adjust the language to I am where my foot is.
And another text here that says, foot is where the soul is. Dr. Kim, your friendly podiatrist listener.
Well, see, I get it. Because it works on two levels. S-O-L-E. Now I gotcha.
Yo, P. My cousin won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and went to work in Antarctica, and this dog showed up from a Norwegian research base, and then everybody started exploding. What do you say to that, Matt?
I'm going to have to vet that before I comment.
Maybe you oughta.
I'm going to have to vet that.
Maybe you oughta.
I'm going to.
You're trying to do CPR on a guy, and next thing you know, his body opens up and bites your arms off. That's no way to live.
That would be something. And then this black smooze showed up and started attacking everything.
Wouldn't it be something?
It would be.
Both those callers you took in the first hour were from the sales office. Hashtag fake callers. Excellent Puzo joke, though. I don't think those are fake.
No, Gonzo and John, come on.
Yo, Pete.
Hard to find literature and bad taxidermy. That's not a plant.
In the late 90s, I went to the Gap outlet in Oxnard and bought a pair of jean shorts on sale for $9.99. These are the days.
Yes.
When I wore them for the first time, I noticed one leg was longer than the other.
Love it.
By about 2 inches. I wore them all the time just so I could say to folks, $9.99, essay.
I thought you were going to say, it's longer because that's where my Puzo goes.
Sorry, I am where my feet are is such a bad quote that Bieniemy should be disqualified from the USC job search.
I believe he is. When we return, we'll do some quick hits, and then we got Bruce Feldman. Legitimate USC coaching search conversation as opposed to just reading quotes. Like, I am where my feet are.
I am the walrus.
That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. I am the walrus.